So have you seen the new Donald Trump absurdity? He's now saying that he will be reinstalled as president in August. Well, first of all, no, he won't. And second, let's talk about why Donald Trump is now spitting out this particular bit of nonsense. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So Donald Trump is now running around telling people that he's going to be reinstated as president in August. Here's how The Independent reported that story out today. Headline, Trump expects to be reinstated by August amid coup suggestions from supporters. And that article begins, Former President Donald Trump reportedly expects to be, quote, reinstated, close quote, by August as he remains laser-focused on Republican-led audits, fraudits, Republican-led audits to votes from the 2020 election. Despite no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election, Mr. Trump is still pushing baseless election conspiracy theories claiming the election was stolen from him. Okay, so why is Donald Fraud now spouting out this bit of nonsense? Well, it's part grift, right? Because he continues to tell his gullible base, send me money, keep the money flowing, because you know what? I'm going to be reinstated as president soon. It's also part public relations posturing, because Donald Trump knows full well he's about to be indicted, probably by New York State first. But he wants to retain the ability to argue, the only reason I'm being indicted is because I was about to be reinstated as president. So that proves this whole thing is a political witch hunt. Now, folks, I have maintained that Donald Trump is a federal problem and we need a federal solution. I mean, it's great that New York State is on the road to indicting Donald Trump, and they may be the first one out of the chute to actually drop an indictment on Trump's head. It's great that Georgia is criminally investigating him for trying to steal 11,780 votes so he could falsely be declared the winner in Georgia. I think every state should be investigating and prosecuting Donald Trump for the crimes he committed in violation of state law. But Donald Trump was president of the United States. He was a federal problem, and we need a federal solution. And that means we need the Department of Justice to tackle, to take on, to criminally charge Donald Trump for his many federal crimes, his crimes against the people of the United States. Now, I know that we get frustrated and we get concerned by everything we hear coming out of the Department of Justice. And what we try to do is take the temperature of the Department of Justice every time some new piece of news breaks in any case that DOJ is involved in. For example, when we heard that the Department of Justice was going to appeal, in part, Judge Amy Berman Jackson's order releasing a memo that Bill Barr lied about, that he tried to use as cover to lie about the Mueller report, we were, I think, rightly concerned because, well, it feels like a transparency problem. Why aren't they just releasing the memo? Are they trying to cover up Bill Barr's misconduct? Are they trying to cover up Donald Trump's crimes? And I did a fairly lengthy video giving you my opinion from my 30 years as a federal prosecutor about what was really going on there. It wasn't an attempt to hide anything from the American people. It wasn't an attempt to cover up misconduct by the prior administration. It really was an attempt to protect and preserve the deliberative process privilege, which the Department of Justice is going to need to have moving forward. Now, I can argue both sides of it, and I understand why people would view it with skepticism. But I don't think we should be so concerned by any one thing we see the department do, any one decision or position we see the department take as an indication that they're not hard at work on behalf of the American people. More recently, when we saw the Department of Justice weigh into the lawsuit that was brought for the clearing of the protesters from Lafayette Square, saying that the Department of Justice urges the court to dismiss that case for a number of reasons. I disagreed with that position, and I did a video about it. You know, I will always try to call it the way I see it. I am not here to prop anybody up or knock anybody down for who they are or what they stand for. I try to look at each and every position the department takes and assess whether it's supportable, whether it's viable, whether it's right, fair, and just. And I try to lay it out as best I can. Sometimes I'll agree with the department. Sometimes I'll disagree with the department. Sometimes I'll applaud them. Sometimes I'll criticize the Department of Justice. But here is what I hold fast to, and here is what I believe to my core, folks. Attorney General Merrick Garland and Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco and the leadership team that they are putting in place at the Department of Justice is doing the work of the American people, and they're doing it honorably, honestly, ethically, with a view toward justice, with a view toward holding folks accountable for their crimes, including high government officials. I mean, did you see Merrick Garland tear up on more than one occasion during his confirmation hearing and I think in one other interview when he described how his grandparents left Russia fleeing anti-Semitism and this country, our country, America, gave his family safe haven. I don't believe for a minute he will forget that or he will be disrespectful of that. I do not believe for a minute that he will let Donald Trump bring an end to our democracy. I don't believe for a minute he will let the Republicans in Congress bring an end to the American experiment. It's going to take time, and there will be an inclination to take the department's temperature every time they take a position in every case and try to figure out what's going on behind the scenes. Can they be trusted, or will they let us down? Will they turn on us the way Bill Barr and his Department of Justice and the Trump administration turned on us, turned on the American people? I don't believe for a minute that they will. I believe every day they're moving us in the direction of justice. And I know, and I believe they know, that justice matters. Folks, quick housekeeping. If you would like to support our all-volunteer efforts and our mission and our content, please feel free to go over to patreon.com. You can sign up to become a patron. And if you do, I'll send you some Team Justice stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks. But as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.